Most women have painful menstrual cramps called dysmenorrhea from time to time. Menstrual cramps are one of the most common reasons for women to seek medical attention. The pain from menstrual cramps can range from mild to severe and can involve the lower abdomen, back, or thighs. You may also have headaches, nausea, dizziness, or fainting, or diarrhea or constipation with your cramps. During the menstrual cycle, the lining of the uterus produces a hormone called prostaglandin. This hormone causes the uterus to contract, often painfully. Women with severe cramps may produce higher than normal amounts of prostaglandin, or they may be more sensitive to its effects. Cramping is common during the teen years when a woman first starts having periods. Primary dysmenorrhea is a term used to describe painful menstrual cramping with no recognized physical cause. It is seen most commonly in women between the ages of 20 and 24. It usually goes away after 1 to 2 years when hormonal balance occurs. Secondary dysmenorrhea is a term used to describe painful menstrual cramping caused by a physical problem other than menstruation. Physical problems that can cause this type of cramping include a condition called endometriosis, in which cells that look and act like the cells of the lining of the uterus, or endometrium, are found in other parts of the abdominal cavity. When the cells of the endometrium grow into the muscular tissue of the uterine wall, it is called adenomyosis. Pain usually occurs 1 to 2 days before menstrual bleeding begins and continues through the period. Cramping can also occur due to growths that are not cancerous, called benign growths, in the pelvis. These growths include ovarian cysts, cervical or uterine polyps, and fibroids. Pelvic infections may also cause menstrual cramps. Your risk for developing an infection is higher after menstrual bleeding has begun because the opening to the uterus, called the cervical canal, widens during menstruation. But pelvic infections, especially those caused by sexually transmitted diseases, can occur at any time. An intrauterine device, or IUD, can cause increased cramping during your period for the first few months of use. If menstrual cramping persists or gets worse, you may need to consider having the IUD removed and choosing another birth control method. Other causes of cramping include pregnancy problems as well as structural problems that were present at birth, such as narrowing of the cervix, which is the lower part of the uterus that opens into the vagina. Menstrual-type cramps may occur after a medical procedure, such as cautery, cryotherapy, conization, radiation, endometrial biopsy, or IUD insertion. Other menstrual symptoms, such as weight gain, headache, and tension that occur before your period begins, can be caused by premenstrual syndrome, or PMS. How can you treat menstrual cramps at home? Try the following home treatment to help relieve your menstrual cramps. Use heat, such as hot water bottles, heating pads, or hot baths, to relax tense muscles and relieve cramping. Be careful not to burn yourself. Drink herbal teas, such as chamomile, mint, raspberry, and blackberry tea, to help soothe tense muscles and anxious moods. Exercise. Regular workouts decrease the severity of cramps. Empty your bladder as soon as you have the urge to urinate, and take over-the-counter pain relievers. Ibuprofen and naproxen sodium generally help ease cramps better than aspirin and acetaminophen do. Take either ibuprofen or naproxen sodium the day before your period starts or at the first sign of pain. Take these products with milk or food, otherwise they may upset your stomach. How can you prevent menstrual cramps? There are some things you may be able to do to prevent menstrual cramps. Eat a balanced diet that includes plenty of fruits and vegetables and is low in fat. Limit your intake of alcohol, caffeine, salt, and sweets. Begin or maintain a moderate exercise schedule. Try to work up to at least 30 minutes 4 or 5 times each week. Reduce stress in your life. Although stress does not cause menstrual cramps, reducing stress can make your symptoms less severe. Do not smoke or use other tobacco products. Try biofeedback or yoga. Both therapies teach relaxation skills. Try acupuncture or acupressure.